From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A Chinese activist is on his way to the United States. Officials earlier today ordered Cheng Guangcheng to be prepared to leave China. In a few hours, he and his family were on a plane to Newark. He's to study law at New York University. Bob Fu is a human rights activist. He says Chun has mixed feelings about coming here.
He's still very concerned about other extended family members who are facing tremendous revenge by the local government.
China's decision to allow Chun to leave the country to study abroad ends a month-long diplomatic dispute. Leaders of eight of the world's largest economies met at Camp David today. They expressed their desire for economic growth and to keep Greece in the eurozone. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Greece and growth were the dominant issues at this weekend summit held at the rustic presidential retreat outside Washington. A joint statement from the G8 leaders said they agreed on the importance of a strong and cohesive eurozone that includes Greece. A Greek withdrawal from the currency could have ripple effects throughout Europe and weaken the economic recovery here in the United States. Leaders also stressed the importance of pursuing policies that promote jobs and economic growth, along with efforts to control government deficits in Europe. Growth is cited as an imperative in the opening line of the joint statement. Even German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has been the austerity champion, says growth and deficit cutting reinforce one another. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
After Camp David, it's on to Chicago, where a NATO summit begins tomorrow. Police there are holding three men charged with conspiracy to commit terrorism. Prosecutors say they plan to attack targets, including President Obama's campaign headquarters and Mayor Rahm Emanuel's home. Defense attorneys claim their clients were set up by the police. Technicians with the company SpaceX are trying to find out what went wrong at Cape Canaveral this morning. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports their spacecraft was supposed to take off on the first commercial mission to the International Space Station.
The engines had ignited, and there was just half a second left to go in the countdown when suddenly the computer shut things down, and the fire beneath the rocket disappeared with a puff of smoke. Gwen Shotwell is the president of SpaceX. She says the computer sensed a slightly high pressure reading on one of the engines.
This is not a failure. We aborted with purpose. It would be a failure if we were to have lifted off with an engine trending in this direction.
She says the rocket needs all nine of its engines to function at liftoff. If the glitch can be resolved, SpaceX could potentially try again on Tuesday or Wednesday. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Chrysler is recalling nearly 87,000 Jeep Wranglers the 2010 model year. Regulators say debris could get caught between a transmission plate and the catalytic converter, causing a fire. This is NPR News. Firefighters in the western U.S. are battling several wildfires this weekend. One of the largest is in Arizona, north of Phoenix. Officials say it started in a home last Sunday and has charred about 20 square miles since then. Three homes and a trailer were destroyed. At one point, it threatened the historic mining town of Crown King. In northern Colorado, officials report a blaze started by a camp stove is now about 50% contained. It's burned 12 square miles, 20 miles northwest of Fort Collins. Robert Spitzer, a prominent and respected psychiatrist, gained headlines for controversial work suggesting that gay people could become straight. Now, nearly 10 years after that study, NPR's Osmond Khalid reports he's apologizing to the gay community.
In 2001, Spitzer told a meeting of the American Psychiatric Association that gay people could turn straight through reparative therapy. Now Spitzer says his study was wrong, and he's written a letter to the editor of the Archives of Sexual Behavior. That publication published his original study. Ken Zucker is editor of the journal.
He more or less is saying, I no longer believe what I said. And then he apologizes for misleading some people into thinking if they enter this type of therapy, their sexual orientation can change.
In his letter, Spitzer writes, I believe I owe the gay community an apology. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The Preakness will be held later today, the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. The favorite is Bodemeister, who finished second in the Derby 2 weeks ago. Five other horses from that race are competing, including the winner, I'll Have Another. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.